USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
With 3D printed gun plans allowed to be posted online effective tomorrow, 8 states and the District of Columbia have filed a lawsuit hoping to block that. The federal government reached a settlement last week, which allows a Texas company to put the plans for the weapons up on the internet for download. A man who lost his daughter in the shooting at Stoneman Douglas High School in Florida on Valentine's Day this year says the guns will make everyone less safe.
Someone can walk in with a gun and you won't know it. Airplanes. You'll be flying with someone with a gun and you won't know it. That's the risk.
Fred Gutenberg spoke on NBC's Today Show. President Trump saying yesterday he's willing to meet with Iran's leaders without preconditions. Today, a statement from the Iran Foreign Ministry says they don't want to meet with President Trump. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery, and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered, too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
A not guilty plea from Jared Ramos, accused in the shooting deaths last month of 5 people in a newspaper newsroom in Annapolis, Maryland. Ramos didn't appear himself, though, yesterday, as we hear from Jill Powell.
An Anne Arundel Circuit Court judge took the Laurel man's scheduled appearance off the docket after Ramos's lawyer formally filed a not guilty plea on behalf of his client. A grand jury indicted Ramos on 23 counts, including murder, attempted murder, and assault. Instead of a judge, Ramos's attorney will be responsible for discussing with Ramos the charges and the maximum penalty each one holds.
President Trump's campaign chief Paul Manafort goes on trial today in Alexandria, Virginia. He's pleaded not guilty to more than 30 counts of bank and tax fraud and failure to file reports on foreign financial accounts. Special counsel Robert Mueller's team is prosecuting him, but the charges are not directly related to Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 10 weeks, and I'm telling you, my sleep has improved dramatically. So what are you waiting for? Jump on board and start experiencing the kind of restorative sleep you need in your life. And if you're waiting for a better offer, your wait is over, because MyPillow just brought back their best offer ever. It's their buy one, get one free special. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, use my code USA, and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. That's MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, and enter promo code USA.
A final report on what happened in 2014 to Malaysia Airlines Flight 370, still leaving lots of unanswered questions. Malaysian authorities admit there's still a lot they don't know about what happened. This woman, Danica Weeks, lost her husband Paul on that flight. She says she wishes that lengthy new report released yesterday could have been more helpful to closure.
I really thought 1,500 pages was going to be it. It was going to give us some, you know, insight, some more information about where our loved ones are, or where Paulie is. I'm a mess today.
The investigators say they do know someone was in control of the jet when it veered off course. They say the disappearance of that plane with 239 people aboard was not caused, though, by mechanical or computer malfunction. Authorities say they have no way of knowing who the person at the controls was. No real sign of that plane has ever been found. It was assumed that it ran out of fuel eventually and plunged into the Indian Ocean. And Mars is the closest to Earth it's been in 15 years. Yeah, just 35.8 million miles from the red planet as compared to the average distance of 140 million miles. This isn't much further than the 2003 encounter when Mars made its closest approach in 60,000 years. Mars should be visible to the southwest states throughout the early morning hours today. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.